board meeting. First thing on the agenda is October 31st meeting. We now have the chance to read the motion for approval. Motion approved, second. Seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I know we're passing this around just so we know who's here.
Okay.
This is kind of consider that we put a load of here, but mine is not. Competent recorder, she's not feeling well today, Michelle.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, we've got good on record.
Okay. Mark, you ready for?
Well, one thing, there's one thing I was gonna say to you, I think, real quick, and inside the packet, I think on the agenda we had two to approve the meeting dates for next year. If everybody's had a chance.
Motion for approval.
They follow the same form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we bump it up in November just because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And December.
Yeah.
Motion made, second please.
All second.
Your seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Mark, next.
I'll just, I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at the director's report. Just kind of touched on the meetings that I attended and from the general duties. A couple of things just coming to the action items from the October 23rd meeting. Some of the things, one of the action items I had was to record the lease agreement with JB Towers. That was taken care of October 24th. Forwarded Jay Seasting's resignation from the Parks Board to Judge Wirtz a few weeks ago, so that's been taken care of. I touched base with Judge Wirtz also on filling that vacancy with the board. She had said she's kind of waiting to see, based on the legislation that had recently changed, on whether or not to re-advertise that position, or if according to the changes that were supposed to be made, if they follow suit, the commissioners would then take the two appointments from the judge, and the commissioners would then have those appointments. So in order to do that, though, the council has to pass a new ordinance. I think they have until the end of this year to do so.
So we can't probably expect anybody until next year?
I wouldn't anticipate it.
And we don't know who the appointee will be.
They are supposed to, if I'm not mistaken, though, have this same lineup as far as different political affiliation. So we'll see how that pans out. The only other thing was I had on here about the general counsel with the DNR. I think Kara spoke with her and just kind of relayed some of the info kind of back with the chain of the Purdue study that we're going to look at trying to do. So.
That makes sense.
Were you able to reach her finally?
Yeah, finally, yeah. Basically what she said was they just want to know when people ask them what's happening, what's happening. And I explained to her the enhancing the value of public spaces that, you know, we were hoping to use it as a way to understand what the community at large wants to see in relation to recreation in Brown County. And I've sent her more information with that, and she was going to share it with her team, and just we left it at if that wasn't sufficient, she would let us know, but otherwise what she had been, you know, originally asking about, it wasn't just confined to that parcel. It was just what in any way is being, you know, done around the county. So I took took me 2 weeks, but I finally got her on the phone.
Persistent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
On that note, Mark, were you able to talk with the town park?
Tomorrow is the town park commission.
Okay, I guess we're earlier this month than we normally would be.
Yeah, so that's my plan to go over that. Did we have a goal for asking what the town might be willing to offer?
I met with the Y board on Monday, and I didn't have like a particular number that I asked them for. I shared how much it was, and they were going to think on it further. I did tell them, and so that you have this that payment isn't actually due until it's all the way complete. Like, the whole thing has to be complete before, like, the Purdue business office would invoice us. So, I mean, that's conceivably going to be May or June of next year. So if that makes any difference with their budget or what they might, you know, be able to do, just so you have that information. And then I think I'd sent it out, but I can give you this copy as well. I gave the Y board, I gave them a copy of the flyer, but also this information, this that goes more into like the actual meetings that happen and kind of what the expectations are, just so they can be more clear about what would happen with it. But I would ask them, the thing that I would want them most immediately is who from their board or from the town council or whatever would be willing to kind of be the more primary point of contact, because the next thing we'll do is set up another phone call, but it will be rather than like the one that I did, that was just me and the rest of our folks in Extension in Brown County and the people on campus. It would be built the more like core Brown County group, but that would include, you know, somebody from the Y, somebody from the town council, you know, and having a larger conference. It would make sense that would happen. So,
if they can, from preliminary indications from our Y meeting, we didn't get official, but that's very positive with the school as well as the Y.
Okay.
The school can't give any money.
They can't get money, but they can sure provide places and people and things like that.
So, at a minimum, asking them, you know, who would they designate as kind of their point of contact, and give me that person's contact information, and then,
Do you have another copy?
So they just take a third of the cost then?
Okay.
Since the school can't do anything?
I didn't give them a dollar amount. I mean, we said, you know, we're going to be moving forward with it, but the more people that are partnered in cost, the more that they're able to then guide it to their benefit as well.
I kind of threw out, well, if you could do 1,000, that would be helpful, and see what the town park did, because nobody reacted, but that's kind of, you know.
So,
because we will be able to garner a five-year plan out of this.
I've got one of these, but I'll take another one if you don't mind. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I had an unfinished business question. I didn't see it on here though. Where are we with the baseball poles? Did that get?
Well, I filled out the credit application, so something power supply. I told them that we wanted to order the 18 poles. They wanted to set up a credit application, so I had to go through that process. So just submitted that a week or so ago.
They don't operate on purchase orders? And
I asked, and they said we could do a credit app, or we could put it on a credit card. And I didn't quite have the limit on the credit card to do that. So I'm hoping to hear back.
And this is just the pole source, not the people that are putting them in.
Yeah, I actually talked to Scott Ash with the Southside Electric, and he said, I told him it would be, if they said roughly, could be 6 weeks before poles could be delivered.
Beginning of the year.
So, he said to just keep him in the loop, and they would try to make arrangements and still be available.
movement, I guess.
Yeah, slowly but surely. So the memo, I just had a couple things on here. I got a call from Dave Wagler, with Wagler Excavating. He just wanted to let me know that he really enjoys the views from the Bean Blossom Overlook. Wanted to let me know that in the future, as far as any trying to maintain that view, he has some type of an attachment called a FECON attachment for an excavator that he said for kind of a minimal estimate around $300. This attachment apparently is basically like a big, almost like a shredder type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially any of the vegetation that's growing up close to the top of the bank there, they could clear out fairly easily without having to put somebody on the ground with a chainsaw. So he just wanted to let me know that would be available if we wanted to pursue that in the future.
Does that clear out and removal though? Or you just cut it down and leave it there?
This thing, I had to look it up on YouTube because I've never heard of it, but it's basically like a, it's like a mulcher.
Okay. That's all right, isn't it?
So, yeah. So, yeah, so there'd be nothing but...
I guess I just pictured the cartoon.
Mulch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Last thing I had was this sustaining Hoosier communities. I think I forwarded the information to everybody on that. I was a little, still not really sure about it. I think in light of the Purdue enhancing the value of public spaces, I think it sounds like this program is somewhat similar, although not as detail-oriented. I basically got an email from a guy that I went to school with that's currently now, he's a professor with the School of Public Health at IU. He had actually said they're looking at doing this to the Center of Rural Engagement, looking at some projects. It was more or less the RFP for next semester for any students that were taking this program. It would kind of combine undergrad and graduate students to look at how they can tackle some of the issues with rural communities. So, but to be eligible, you have to apply to the program by mid-December. You have to essentially assemble a committee of advocates for the community that would lay out a minimum of 20 projects. Then those 20 projects, if selected, they would assign students and resources to look at coming up with ideas for tackling some of those problems. I had sent out, forwarded the same information to the Community Foundation, and was kind of anticipating maybe some interest from the Community Foundation, but I've yet to hear back from Madison on that, so she may be stretched pretty thin right now with other projects.
I think this is very... would be very useful for us, but I think we don't want to get the cart before the horse. I really think we need to do this.
That's what I was
planning,
thinking.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Oh, next year,
right?
Might
it
be sound, a good
I mean,
time.
There's no guarantee that it, you know,
right.
Funding
no.
continues, but it sounds like it's gone up on a couple years already.
Right.
And I think what we would get out of enhancing the value of public spaces is going to be like a very clear list of
yeah.
here's
right.
what we want, and I think that could, you know. If this is still an option next year, that we would have the information and could make our application even stronger to say we've already, you know, this is where we're getting these
yeah.
20 ideas from.
And then the grad students can do the legwork on it.
Right,
time.
As far as the feasibility
yeah.
and actually figuring out longer term things. So that was, I agree with Linda, that was
yeah.
kind of my sense of it.
Yeah, I think just after having thought about it a little bit more and looked into it more since I sent the memo, I think the Purdue program, I think, would give us, at least Parks and Rec, more of what we are looking for.
Right.
Whereas
yeah, and this
the,
was a lot more general as well.
Yeah.
This is more working on tying in with the entire community. So.
And I like what this says, like your example of Green County and the
oh, yeah.
Rec Center.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, isn't that what we've been trying to do for 10 years?
Yeah.
But again,
this part
yeah,
first
it's,
before we can really.
It, I'd be more apt to say yes if it was, they're going to figure out where to find the funding
that's
for
not
the center.
Yeah.
But I think they were going to look at, it was like other budgeting models and kind of what amenities other communities had in their
mm-hmm.
facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And make suggestions based on
yeah.
numbers and surveys.
And I hate to disagree again, but you even put in here, they put a model for potential financial futures. If we can prove to the county that there's a financial future, then we can do it.
Right.
So I think they do work hand in hand.
They
sure.
Do.
And I don't know that we would want to pass up on any opportunity, and we can work on multiple opportunities at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I do understand what
but
you're
I don't
saying.
Know if we have enough data and material that's concrete enough for
the timing
to do that without going through this other.
Well, the timing I think is the biggest
right.
factor
yeah.
right now, because I was
3 weeks.
I was kind of
an application, just an open application though.
Well,
but you have to have your
20
projects.
Yeah, identified.
And you have to basically put together a steering committee. And like I said, I was hoping to really get.
That's why I said the cart before the horse.
I was hoping to get the Community Foundation kind of on
right,
board
yeah.
with this, but as I said, I've still yet to get a response, so timing might just.
I think with the completion of the Purdue project we're going to do, and my, I guess, looking for the pony and the pile of horse manure, is that we will have the capacity then to really both delve into what specific things we really want to do and can concentrate on.
Yeah.
And then that's when they'll be doing that next year, too.
The Bloomington thing is free, though, right?
The Bloomington thing is, the IU thing is free. However, I think,
it's not,
you know, it's, again,
it's
if we're really looking to.
Based, facility based.
If we're looking at trying to form a better master plan.
Right.
That
well, I'm partial yeah. toward Purdue anyway, but I just
well, no,
yeah.
I
think
the opposite.
Right, if the Community Foundation was, you know, they would have the structure in place, you know, and the whole community, you could surely come up with 20 projects, but the same Parks and Rec is going to come up with.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's where I was kind of going. I feel
right.
like this is really something that Madison with the foundation would be a better person to spearhead this, as far as getting the other community advocates involved and putting together a steering committee. So
you need to contact somebody to tell them you're not interested.
They kind of left it open. I told them I would run
okay.
it by the board, and I said I had an email out to a couple other members of the
working
community.
Working on some things, and we'd really like to hear about this next
yeah.
fall.
Well, and I'll ask him to kind of keep us in mind for next year. So that was all that I had for the memo.
Okay.
And finished business in. Do you got anything else? Anything else?
The only thing that I had is unfinished business. Talked about with the executive session, we had where there was a letter that I'd received. I guess this would technically fall under new business.
New business.
Yeah.
So I'll say no to
okay.
unfinished business.
New business.
The new business, I think, did everybody get a copy of the letter that I
didn't print mine off, but I got it.
Okay. So this letter is basically from Mr. Leggins with the sewer board. Just talks about referencing the discussion we had for the executive session, talking about trying to look at possible avenues of moving forward. Talked about possibility of looking at an option agreement, which I'm not very familiar with. Option agreement. I kind of had to Google it to look at. But I know there was, and forgive me because I was trying to go back through my notes from the executive session and I couldn't find it, but there was a timeline that I think something needed to be submitted to be eligible for potential grant funding for, was that the 25th of November? So, once that, if the 25th, refresh my memory, what was it that, what was that funding for? Was that for the study, for?
No, the 25th date, Mark, that you're referencing, is the BZA docket date that
would
move into December to get on the Board of Zoning Appeals special exception requirement that has to pass for any property in the county that a sewage treatment plant can be built. And so that calendar sets in motion then the next steps that the board, our board of the sewer district has to do in order to get permit applications going, hard design going on the actual facility itself to meet a schedule that actually goes clear out to December of next year of 2020. For having grant funds available to us for construction. So we're looking at the calendar that's set by the state revolving fund to get to that point and then back up from it. That's what backs us all the way up to tonight, in fact, to seek this letter of approval from you folks in order to go to BZA, in order to go to hearing, in order to go to permitting, in order to go to hard design and so on.
So this letter essentially then basically would just be requesting to continue to move forward with looking at options. Is that more or less the intent?
I think it says.
You want to speak to this? You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a series of steps that we're constantly looking at on a project of this size. And so what we need, and why we're here tonight, and why we prepared this letter, why we had our joint executive sessions, is to be able to get an understanding that the next step in the process can take place. And that is to work together as a board to come to a mutual agreement on the transfer of this plus or minus 5 acres of property. How that happens is yet to be worked out.
Right.
But what we're seeking tonight is the approval to move into that process. And that also then provides us with the assurance that we can keep another aspect of this thing going, and that is through the Board of Zoning Appeals special exception. And have those. So things are kind of running concurrently, and it's that understanding that we're here tonight.
You can't take the next steps until you have
correct.
The step.
Nor do is it viable economically to be taking next steps unless we know that they're leading somewhere constructive.
Discussions, questions that you the board have to end with?
Well, I think this is a much more palatable, understandable agreement than the first letter that we had. And I know on lots of things I've had to deal with other reports that this is an intent to make this agreement, but it doesn't put any details in the agreement at this point, as far as monetary or not or whatever.
And there's we recognize,
and
as you have
that.
Presented to us
yes.
before, that there are a whole series of actions that we'll do
yeah.
as we go forward. Some of it independently, but a lot of it together
mm-hmm.
in order to get to a point where there's an actual document that is an agreement that has all
for
of
both,
these pieces
for both boards.
In place. For both
yes.
boards.
So just to clarify then too, this letter, by signing this letter, there's no obligation at this point. It's just other than saying we're willing to look at moving forward.
An option agreement, yes.
Okay.
Moving into negotiations.
Yes.
Yes.
yes. Committing to working together.
Yeah, you're actually committing to that.
Working together to come to some term.
It's a commitment to work together.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Can I ask any questions?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, is there I'm sure this is all dependent on lots of things, but is there an estimated timeline for the completion of the, this next step for us, the, these talks? I mean, is, I'm sure there's a, an appraisal and there's meetings. Is a guesstimate on what we're looking at?
Well, and I'll just, I'll add on to this, just that, I mean, it mentions an appraisal and there's other things that you wouldn't know till the very end of next year. But obviously, it's in everyone's interest to figure out if we can come to whatever financial part of the agreement as quickly as possible. So that you're, you know what I mean? Like, you would want to know, okay, we're, if we vote to proceed, we're willing to accept whatever the terms are. And then after that point, it's just contingent on these other pieces of the process that are outside of our approval. So
correct.
I realize if you know the deal itself might not be done if we proceed for some amount of time, but it would be a shorter time frame, I would think, for the actual.
The next couple of steps to answer the question need to happen very quickly for both benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The longer term to that will be kind of the hard nuts and bolts of this. What we want to watch out for any tripwires along the way and identify those and resolve them as quickly as we can. It keeps the project moving ahead. And so from a timeline perspective, I'd like, you know, I'm going to just kind of throw this out, speaking for both these guys sitting behind me. I would like, knowing that we're into the holiday season, we got two big holidays right in front of us, and actually, first of the year is going to roll around before we blink our eyes. But if we can, that we figure out joint times that we can work together and maybe a little sets of each group, probably easier than full boards, and get something crafted by the end of the year. That would be a kind of a target date that doesn't then prohibit the actions that we're trying to take through BZA, which is absolutely zero guarantee with that.
Right.
In order for this to progress, we have to just kind of push ahead with two or three things running together. So,
okay.
Timing-wise, that makes sense to me. And I'm willing, we're willing to commit to what time it will take us to craft and work through some of the details.
And listed that by the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
If we target the beginning of the year, it gives us something that we're shooting for. But we're also going to be relying on others that, we don't have much control over, but we'll twist and try to get them to be able to sit down with us and work things out as quickly as possible.
I would just note, I think our next, this may be unreasonable, but our next meeting in December, I think, is on the 18th. So, I mean, obviously, any agreement would have to be voted on by the board, I assume. So, I mean,
any
even just to have something
than,
presented for discussion and potential voting by then, but that may, I realize that's less than a month away.
And that's a push, but again,
I'm saying just having it as a target.
We need to work that direction.
Right.
I have a couple questions. Just for information, general information, you mentioned the other day something about 8,000 potential hookups or something. Is that right?
I think it was 8,000 homes.
There's about the number
in
Brown County.
This is going to address, this is just my me thinking here. To resolve the problems you presented tonight in the meeting, a little math, this, what you're presenting to do here is going to solve 3.5% of that. That means potentially you need 28 more of these, right?
If you thought that we would put every home in Brown County on a sewer, yeah.
Right. But you're saying some homes don't need, some areas of the county aren't that bad? Is that what you're saying? Or
we, at this point in time, do not know that. What we have been looking at this point are two townships, the two northern townships, in terms of what do we know about their septics on record at the health department. That's what we've been looking at. And with respect to 28 of these, Jim, it's really more an issue if there's a plant built, that becomes a hub. And
why didn't you do the night about that? You said you doubled the size of that, but still that's only 7%.
Well, we'll be able to do more than just double the size of this planet.
I think we can triple capacity, right? 60,000 gallons to 180,000 gallons.
Yeah, just with the plant that's going in. So it has a lot of room for growth. But if growth were actually to occur beyond that, the area can accommodate that we're talking about, the footprint, can accommodate an additional plant expansion.
The same size.
At the same location.
The same location.
So that's a lot.
So you're not talking about you're building 28 plants at all, when you think in terms of just 3.
Right now, I believe only 8% of Brown County has access to public sewers. And at the end of our project, we could bump that number up to around 20%.
Yeah, we're double it.
And then with expansion, we can make that even further.
When you say county, is it outside the city? Is that what you're calling? Is that the city?
Basically, it is the city. That's the only place that has Nashville. Well, Nashville.
And Naubon.
And Helmsburg. Helmsburg, we know, is relatively small. 60 customers. I believe Naubon has 170-ish customers. So this plant, our plant could be potentially as big or bigger than Nashville's plant.
I'm curious, you may well have no idea the answer to this. When you look at other communities, and I realize, or counties, yeah, I realize there's different topography, there's all these different things, but like, on average, places where sewer is a lot more common, how many plants do you typically see in a county?
Monroe County, for instance, that I know of, has two plants. They have one on Bottom Road, and they have one down south of the transfer station. Those are the only two plants that I know that cover all of Monroe County.
Covers the whole area.
Yes.
That's where I was getting at. It seemed like,
yeah,
how are you going to get...
It can potentially be a huge effect for Brown County. You know, we could get, you know, if we could get that number up to 40%, that would be a huge benefit to our creeks and streams and things that are going on, you know.
Well, all of Monroe County is still not on septic.
No, not at all.
Same thing with Mary.
Yeah.
Indiana is a state, has most of it on septic.
Yeah.
As a state.
Now, the other thing that got thrown into the circle that you may not be aware of is that our Nashville plant is under IDEM violation. And so there's a problem with, are they going to look to relocate that plant and throw that into the mix, and it's going to be just a fun time.
Do they issue a timeline or how long they have to do it?
We know how that works.
You have to read the letter. The IDEM letter actually says, we believe that there were violations. And then there's about 10 of them. So they're actually, even though they just believe it, they are under, nothing else can happen to that plant. We can't do any expansion out of that plant or anything until these violations are corrected. So that's kind of thrown a wrench into the thinking process, because one of the alternatives could have been to bring sewage from Bean Blossom or Ellsworth or whatever into Nashville. Right now, that's not an alternative.
But IDEM didn't issue a time frame on when these have to be
corrected. They're studying it and sitting around talking and trying to figure out.
They put them on notice not to do anything else, and they can't do anything else until we get through with what we want to do, is basically what they're telling them, right?
Right. And then the other problem is you can only have one OCRA grant in a 5-year period. So it depends on where each entity goes for funding, because if Nashville gets there first, then one of our concerns, another concern we're going to have to face, is where does Bean Blossom get their funding, and Helmsburg is possibly looking at, if things would go right, some expansion. So there's a lot of things in the mix. It's just not going to be black and white. It's who gets to the base first. It's going to be tough.
Jim, were there more questions?
No, not particularly. I just was concerned about it. It just seemed like he was resolving such a small portion of the big problem. But
looks like it has a larger capacity than I thought.
Yeah, the plant is critical to the then the solution of
the bigger question.
Other questions? Yes.
Do you have to have the agreement, the option agreement struck by the 25th to go to the zoning board?
No.
So you don't have to have actually an agreement to have the property?
No, because you don't have to go through with whatever your plan is as far as BZA is concerned.
I think you just have to have approval of the property owner, which is essentially what this is.
So the Parks and Rec would agree to changing the zoning?
I mean, we are giving them approval to seek, like, to do that administrative process, and it'd be up to the BZA to decide.
This is the first step in it, which is why we had to do that.
It's usually based on the property owner, whoever held the rights.
No, not really. It can be whoever's representing, the property owner can give permission for someone else to do it. It happens all the time.
But Parks and Rec would give permission to seek.
That's what this letter is.
Right, yes, that's what it is.
That's the commitment to keep the process moving.
I have one other question. I know we talked about this, was it the regionalization study?
Correct.
I think that had been, initially it was talked about the end of the year, but it was pushed back on, has there been any update on?
We expect that we collectively, us in the room, that we'll get that by mid-January. We'd hoped that initially we were advised that we'd get it by the end of the year, but that has moved a couple of weeks.
So what if that comes in and it's altogether different than what you folks have planned? What if that comes in and recommends something other than what you've planned?
There will be no recommendations in that report. That's not what it's.
What is it? Forgive me, I know we talked about it at the meeting, the executive session, but can you spark my memory again on
what the study actually is looking at? Yes. It's actually called the Regionalization Assistance Program, RAP. And it is being funded by the same agency that we're seeking funding on this project, the State Revolving Fund. The State Revolving Fund has a project manager that's overseeing this regionalization study. And that's the report that we're going to get hopefully by mid-January. In it will be a report of dollars for if a plant were to be built in the greater Bean Blossom area to accommodate regionalizing with Helmsburg, that is the Helmsburg flow going to that new plant, that would cost X dollars. If the Bean Blossom plant got built by itself, it will cost Y dollars. If Helmsburg expands their plant, it will cost Z dollars. So it's just looking at identifying
the smartest way to spend your money.
The actual cost differences might be.
Best rationalization of using those funds and services.
And correct. And SRF, as well as IDEM, is interested in not having 27 plants. They're looking very much to have consolidation of centralized community wastewater treatment plants as best they can. Now, that works relatively well in an area that is densely populated. But when you look at a county like ours that has population blobs in different places, but only about 5 or 6 of those exist, and then it's fairly sparse. So it makes it difficult to look at it and say a central plant to serve the whole of half the county is reasonable. That becomes an engineering and costly issue to try to deal with that. On the other hand, they look at it and say, well, what does that mean? You need 7 small plants scattered about. They don't like that idea. IDEM doesn't like that idea. They don't like to have too many discharges into streams that they can't control. For example, the problem they've got at Nashville. So it's a bit of a balancing act that both IDEM and SRF are doing. And it's the same with us. We're looking at the treatment facility in the greater Bean Blossom area. Most likely down the road will regionalize with Helmsburg simply because of the age of Helmsburg and the concentration of waste that are there.
And
Helmsburg may choose to seek their own funding to to rebuild their plant, but that would be a whole project. And because of the size of it, it may not get the ranking within the agent, the state revolving fund, to fund it. Because they look for a minimum size project, and that's their cutoff. They want to see something up here versus mm-hmm. down here. And Helmsburg's sitting with about 64 customers. That's a very small plant, yeah. And as far as item and SRF are both concerned. So all of those things go into our mix here of trying to figure this out. Mm-hmm. We're the best.
That's approached a lot of how we ended up where we are, because we did approach SRF, and your project isn't big enough. Your project needs to cover more areas. Right. You need more users. You need, your project has to be of certain size. We went to them with a $1 million project, not worth the time. Yeah. You know, they want to see $7 to $10 million projects, I believe, is their target range.
Clean water.
And you need 250, 300 customers within that range, you know. And Helmsburg, I don't see that. You know, that's kind of how this is all came about, was okay. to making this work. You know?
Any other questions?
I was just clarifying. So I guess I had it in my head that the study was also looking at how what would be the most conducive location, but that's not the case.
Well, could we get public input on this now? Actually, in speaking with the person who's doing the survey, I know you're presenting a sense of urgency, and you're also presenting financial figures. But there's a part of the reason for the study is to identify the best wastewater options for the region. That just doesn't mean one place. And this was a state grant. The study is estimated to be completed by mid to late January. And I think that responsible governmental oversight on the project should mandate that further action not be taken on the project until the report has been completed, studied, reviewed by all of the pertinent parties involved, which include the sewer boards, the county council, and the public. People who are directly, you know, influenced by this. And yes, you can get all the arguments you want about we have to do this by now, we have to do this, but that's been part of the push on this project the whole length of the project. And the state has offered this study, it's underway. What's the harm in finding out what they come up with?
For your information, the RAP study was something that we initiated, that this board did, in April of this year, and it's taken this long to get to this point. And this project initiated when? 2001?
Approaching 20 years. And Helmsburg has repeatedly stated and continues to state they refuse to go into debt to do anything to expand their project. So not only, we've approached that as well. Could we borrow the money and take it to Helmsburg? They will not loan us the money because we don't own the land where the plant sits. So it would be up to that board to seek funding, oversee the project, and see it from begin, start to finish. And it has been stated multiple times we are unwilling to do it. If you will borrow the money, you oversee the project, then we can do, you know, that's not the way it works. You can't do that.
But you can't borrow the money if you don't own the property.
Exactly.
Is this the report that we're talking about will be available in January?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question along with that. I mean, you talked a little bit about the timeline, and there's things, you know, happening in parallel so that you can meet all these things if you're wanting to potentially be starting the next, you know, in 2020. You know, so we've got you're looking to be on the docket at the December BZA meeting. Do you have other things that will be occurring, you know, prior to getting that approval? You know, we've talked about us potentially, you know, negotiating in that time frame, but as far as designs or other permits, or I mean, a lot of the other things cannot proceed until you have that BZA approval.
Correct. Let me stop just for a second,
yeah.
Kara, interrupt. The late December, I forgot the date, I had to look up.
Yep.
But the BZA special exemption hearing is a milestone in this overall project plan of ours. And that milestone would say that the piece of property that we're looking at has, assuming that we get authorization, has then the capability of having a sewage treatment plant built on it. So we have a location. The location then sparks a number of actions that we take as a board through our consultants to get permit action going, to get revisions to the what's called the preliminary engineering report and environmental degradation report. A number of things happen only when we have location. We can't finalize any of the next pieces. And so the risk that we take, and let's be upfront, the risk that we have to decide that we would take is that if we get this land identified as being able to accept a wastewater treatment, counties agreed to that through special exception, then our risk is we keep going with then those permit applications, those engineering reports, and continue to do more detailed engineering, which means expenditure, to get to the point where we can make our submittal to SRF for funding into that funding cycle. The thing that we look at is, like 2 years ago, we were number one on their funding list. But I'm not going to rehash history, but things got in the way, and that didn't occur. Last year, we were number three on the funding list. We don't know what will be this year, but we know that SRF, as a funding agency, is fully aware of this project, who it's going to serve, what's the basis of need, and they rate it very highly. Number one, now number three, this year hopefully will be still in the top five, which means the likelihood of funding will come through. So,
am I correct in that you still have a deed on that property that prohibits this plant being put there?
No.
That's been changed?
It was never there.
It's not in the...
It prohibits building anything within
300 feet.
But a drive like is not, wouldn't be considered to be a structure. Like
there's already a drive there that exceeds 300 feet.
Yes, it's a pretty, you can't go so close to the road as well.
Yes.
I thought there was other codicils about it that you couldn't give it to someone else.
Within that 300 feet, it can't be
managed structures, which is why the tower itself had to have the carve out and had to be approved by the state.
And then the other question I had was, is this the only option that's being considered, this piece of land? Are you looking at anything else in the sewer board?
We're always. You got a piece of ground that you'd like to tell us it's 5 acres that is 500 feet from the nearest residence.
Or donate.
And they're all open ears?
We are open ears.
Well, I'd like to add something, and I'm saying this having spent 4 years on the APC and been to a lot of BZA meetings. While you're counting on a BZA vote, it's quite possible, since there's a pending study, that the BZA could say, we're just going to put this on hold until the study's finished.
Thank you for your comment. Is there any more questions that you guys actually have? Well, we understand the risk, for sure, but that's, we can't not react to it.
Okay, back to the letter here. I have a recommendation, not for accepting or not accepting it, but if we do accept it, if we do vote on it, I would add that if you notice in the letter they have a number of contingencies, we should include one for ourselves, which I would state on there. If you folks decide to do something, decide to accept this, we should add on there contingent upon appraised value acceptable to the Mountain County Parks Rec Board. In other words, gives us some protection. They have contingencies and we need a contingency. They're saying that they're going to appraise it. They're going to appraise it, it says up here. And so we should, if we're going to sign that, that definitely should be on there. You don't agree to sell property without knowing the price.
Right. I wouldn't have an issue adding a contingency, but I guess what I understood was that what this is saying, and maybe it needs to be more clear, is that we would be agreeing to enter negotiations. That part, as far as accepting a value, it may not be the appraised value. It may be leased. It may be. I mean, the whole part.
That's true. But to protect ourselves, you need that on there, because otherwise you're in an agreement knowing not what you're doing.
Right.
So you have real estate transactions. You have to have some understanding.
Well, not only that, but according to state and ordinance, if you're going to vote on something like this, there should be an announcement, since this wasn't specifically stated on your agenda as that you were going to vote on this. You'd have to have a public announcement and then a public hearing.
We've had public hearings on this.
Yeah, we're not voting to assign an agreement. We're voting on...
But you would have to have that after you...
We vote on buying candy for Halloween. We don't need people to come and let us know that. Is that correct?
I mean, I think it would be a separate vote. Are you talking about if we actually came to an agreement?
But not for this.
This is like a letter of intent.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what this
to
is.
Enter into the negotiation of purchasing a property.
Have you had that reviewed by any legal means, a lawyer of any kind?
I'm sorry.
Have you had that reviewed by a lawyer of any kind?
No, we haven't.
Why not?
Well, I've had 20 years of real estate experience.
She's real estate background.
But anyway, we don't need a lawyer really for this. It's not an agreement. We're not transferring property.
Mm-hmm. Everything just to protect yourselves.
That's why I put this on here. That's what I just said here.
I heard you.
It says upon.
So we have a right to back out. I'm just giving you this.
Anytime.
We have a right to do what we want. In other words, they're going to present us an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And by putting this statement I just read to the people
mm-hmm.
on there, then we have a right to accept or reject. So we're not accepting any proposal. They're going to give us a proposal, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just agreeing that they go ahead and start their process.
And we can add it on there if you want, but this is what I thought meant that very same thing. It says, upon your approval, Brown County Rural Sewer District would prepare and execute option agreement to acquire the property in accordance with terms and conditions to be agreed upon between BCPR and the BCRSD. This option agreement would be contingent upon, but not limited to, such items as appraisal, special exception, all that.
That's a contingency.
Yeah.
So we're going to put our contingency on it. That's what we're going to do.
I'm saying
it already states that
it says,
that we have to agree upon.
I had experience with this.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
You come up with an appraisal, and the appraisal comes in at $4,000 or $2,000, we signed it. So I'm saying we need a contingency on here that we have to approve the appraisal.
Okay.
I mean, that's simple. That's simple. I mean, that's the way it's done.
Oh, okay.
You have the right to approve any step.
Okay.
I'm just saying we have the right to approve.
So what we want to do... Then
the prices. How difficult is that to understand?
Good.
Can you guys
forward?
Just add that into right above the signature? You know,
I'm sorry.
And then send it to us.
A statement.
Is that okay? That way, it's in a letter and document.
Motion would have to include that.
We make a motion to include it when they send.
But it's not necessary.
Are you making that motion?
It's not necessary to do that until we decide if we're going to sign the approval.
That's true.
So is, do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve this letter,
option agreement intent,
with the inclusion of contingents upon an appraisal value acceptable to Brown County Park and Rec Board.
Look for a second.
I'll second.
John, second. We're going to approve in a second.
No.
Okay.
Add that statement. You got the statement there? Or something like it?
I'm going to, after the word, such items as an appraisal acceptable to
I just put it down at the bottom where we signed it. Would be all right.
We just put it down where we signed it.
We don't need to add it up in the front.
Okay.
The letter.
On the signature.
Yeah, the signature. Yeah.
Initial that, and Michael initial that,
okay.
And date it, and you got
okay.
it.
Okay.
So we had a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Votes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Substate.
Abstain.
Abstain.
You're substantive. You're substantive, but
abstain.
That's okay.
So we passed. We'll sign that and you'll issue it.
Yeah, can we do that right here?
Yeah. Yes. You'll write that on there then?
You need to send it.
Well,
yeah, okay.
We need to have an official, so I started to make a note up here.
You have a copy?
Yeah. Here's the copy.
You write it in the bottom and then.
This is the original.
There you go.
This is the original. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what we want written on there is the signature.
It's on his nip card.
Take one.
And then we will be in, you guys will be in communication with Mark so that we can set up agreement meetings of sorts. Okay.
I think, like you said, if we just have kind of some subcommittees that can have those conversations, it wouldn't be a full executive session, but then we can report back as far as where that stands at the board meeting in December.
And when do you expect an appraisal?
It takes them a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
A couple weeks, I suppose.
Okay. I think there's plenty of other terms that would probably be outside
that.
Of
yeah, I do
that.
Thank you.
Is there other new business?
I have none.
Because I got to go to class.
You got to go
to class? I get you.
Claims are another thing, then, right?
The motion to accept claims do look real good. Color scan this time.
You did?
Yeah. Sometimes the black and white scan just to.
Yeah.
I'm going to initial that.
When you get a chance, I need some business cards.
Today is the 20th. 11/20? Yeah. And this is actually
I'll second approving claims.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, did we
sign up? Did he look at the
here? Oh.